Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Okay. Topic that we are going to speak tonight is anger, chaos. This is one of the character traits that everybody struggles with, and some way everybody needs to deal with it. And this is one of the midot, one of the character traits, very difficult also to deal with. Chachamim Chazal tell us, Kol akoes keilu oved avodah zarah. Anybody that becomes angry is like worships idols. Also the Gemara tells us, Kol akoes im chachamu chokhmato mistaleket mimenu. If somebody becomes angry, if he's a chacham, chokhmato mistaleket mimenu, means that his genius goes away from him. Ve'im nabi'u nevu'ato mistaleket mimenu. And if he's a prophet, his prophecy goes away from him. And the Rambam says, "Ubaale kas en chayehem chayim." And people that they get angry, they have no life. Their chayim, their life is not a life. Now, what is the pshawai? Chachamim tell us that kol akoes keilu oved avodah zarah. Why somebody becomes angry? Is in a form of idol worshiper. Why so severe? Why Chachamim gave them such a severe punishment or such a severe title that is Oved Avodah Zarah is nothing worse than being idol worshiper? The Baal HaTanya explains. He says, "What's the pshat of Oved Avodah Zarah?" He says, because when somebody gets angry, his trust in Hashem stays away from him. He has no trust in Hashem anymore. Because why people get angry? They believe that they are in control. They believe that they are the one that make the final decisions. They believe that somebody did something harmful or bad to them. They have to do something about it. They have no emunah to Hashem. And therefore, because they have a lack of emunah, lack of faith in Hashem, if somebody is in that situation, is like that you have your mamash idol worshiper, your faith to HaKadosh Baruch Hu gone from you. You have no faith to Hashem anymore. That's one answer. Another answer is that when somebody stands in front of very important person, let's say Lahabdi Lelef Abdulot, now you go in front of the president, right? Your kid does something wrong. Do you slap him in front of the president? No. Even if he does something so bad and so harmful, you don't scream at him, you don't get upset at him, or you don't raise your voice. How come we do that in front of Hashem? We are sitting in front of Hashem all day long, and if somebody does something wrong to us, why do we get angry? Why do we upset? Why do we get upset? Why do we raise our voice? That means that we don't see it. We don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of us all the time. And this is the reason that Kol HaKoes Keilu Oved Avodah Zarah. That's the reason that Chazal tell us that if somebody gets upset, is like idol worshiper, is worshipping idol. Otherwise, there is Hashem. Why? How dare you get upset in front of Hashem? Who are you to get upset in front of Hashem? Is somebody much bigger than you standing in front of you? How could you get upset? That shows that really we don't see that, or we are not in control, or we don't feel that we are sitting in front of Hashem. The Gemara also tells us a person that koes im chachamu chachmotam istalakes mimenu. Somebody is a chacham. Chacham is somebody that is a mammoth genius, has all the chokhmot in the world. Right? If if he gets upset, his chokhmah stays away from him. He's not chacham anymore. Where do we learn that from? We learn that from the story of Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Torah tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu, Bnei Israel, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and started complaining to him, he got upset. Okay. Now, how this whole scenario started? Bnei Israel, 600,000 people stood in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, we want you to tell us the halacha of Geulei Kelim. We want you to tell us how to deal with dishes that needs to be kashered. Moshe Rabbeinu stands there and doesn't know the answer. Stays quiet. I don't know. It's blank. Doesn't know what's going on. Elazar, the son of Aaron HaKohen, stands up and he tells Peter Zot Chukat Torah, Asher Siva Hashem et Moshe. He starts answering people the questions. All of a sudden, everybody is looking at Moshe Rabbeinu. What's wrong with you? You are a rabbi. What happened to you? Why can't you answer us? Why Elazar has to answer us? But then the Gemara says, from this you see that because Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Va'iksof Moshe al pekudei echayil," Moshe Rabbeinu got upset at Bnei Israel. Because of that, chokhmato nistalekat emenu. His chokhmah is all his knowledge got away from him. He had no idea what people are asking him. He didn't know how to answer people, and all of a sudden he went blank. Now you see from here that Moshe Rabbeinu did not get upset like he couldn't understand himself anymore. Moshe Rabbeinu got a little bit upset with people, and he had right to be upset. So first we have to understand, when we talk about Moshe, Aaron, Abraham, Yitzchak, all these people, we are not talking about average people. We are talking about Avotenu HaKadoshim. We're talking about unbelievable people. We can't even understand who we are talking about. When we say Moshe Rabbeinu got upset, it doesn't mean that God upset like us. We are talking about Moshe Rabbeinu here. Even in the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, he got a little bit upset, and through that a little bit that he got upset, his chokhmah got away from him. Now imagine us, if we get upset, the way we get upset, al-akhad kamarik, how much so that our chokhmah, our understanding, the understanding of learning, could get away from us. So Meir Rosh Hashiva, the son of Ruderman, said that he said he knows that for a fact, that he said if you look at past 100 years, there are a lot of gedolim, we had a lot of gedolim that be paskin alakha like them. He said there's about 3 or 4 gedolim that they used to live 100 years ago, and we don't paskin any alakha on their name. And he said why? Said because they had the right to get upset, and they had to get up and rebuke Klal Yisrael, and even though they did it properly, but they couldn't, that chaos, that anger that they brought about, the halacha, the Klal Yisrael don't pass an halacha like them. And the Maharal said that also regarding Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. Bet Shammai was a much bigger Talmid Chacham than Bet Hillel. But we don't pass an halacha like Bet Shammai, pass an halacha like Bet Hillel. Maharal says the reason is because Bet Shammai, they're at the middle of chaos. They had that character trait of anger, and the chokhmato, we couldn't, Klal Israel could not pass an halacha like people, like Bet Shammai, that they had this middle of chaos. Now, the question is, how realistic is this midah is? So we could sit here and say, we can't get upset, we can't get angry, and you get a gold yourself, but how realistic is it? We're living in a world that somebody does smallest thing to you get upset. Somebody says something to us, we get upset. How, where do you draw the line? How do you plan your day? How, when should you get upset? When shouldn't you get upset? How much should you get upset about? How far do you have to go? Where do you go? Who do you get upset by? How do you deal with all this? There's so many questions that we have during the day that part of those questions is anger. How do you deal with that? So Rav Sadov Cohen says, anger is like salt. That when you put salt in your food, how much salt do you put? A little bit salt. Anger also is like salt. When you put salt on your food, put a little bit. So anger also is good to have a little bit of it. Only if you have a blood pressure, you cannot have salt at all. But then you have to stay away from anger. But if you don't have, you have no problem to get out of hand, then you have to put a little bit salt in the situations and issues that one has to get upset about. Then you have to do it. The question is, how do you do it? How do you get upset? Say, for instance, we have kids, Baruch Hashem, and the kids a lot of times could get on your nerves. Right? How do you deal with it? You cannot get upset, right? If you are a teacher, right, or you are a manager of a company, or you're dealing with people under you, you have to get upset, right? If you don't get upset, they don't take you seriously, and kids are not going to listen to their parents, and what's going to happen is going to blow out of hand. And nobody is going to take you any, you know, nothing is going to be accomplished. How do you get upset? Where do you draw the line of anger? There is a very interesting Gemara, which I had cash on this Gemara for a long time until I found the answer. The Gemara said, Sha'alu talmidav et Rabbi Zira. They asked the students of Rabbi Zira, they asked him, "Bamei erachta yamin?" Rabbi Zira lived to have a long life. They asked him, what did you do that you were zoche to have such a long life? So he says, "Miyamai lo ikpati betoch beti." I never got upset betoch beti, inside my house. That's the translation of betoch beti means. Nobody is allowed to get upset. What does that mean? That he did something unbelievable? Nobody is allowed to get upset. Why Rabbi Zira was zoche to have arichut yamim? He was zoche to have a long life because he didn't get upset. Didn't do something exceptional that nobody else was doing it. But the answer is, betoch beiti means that Betoch beiti means that if I had to get upset, I was upset only inside me. I never got it outside. That's what Rabbi Zira did. That's a tremendous, tremendous idea what the Gemara is telling us here. In other words, if somebody needs to get upset inside and leave it inside. Never get it out. Never show it outside. Because when you get upset, it's do it inside, deal with it, do something about it, and leave it there. Never get it outside to show people that you are upset. Chafetz Chaim says that we learn that from the Yitzchak Avinu. The Torah tells us, "Vayikra Yitzchak el Yaakov, vayivarech oto." So when Yitzchak Avinu sent Yaakov to find a wife for himself, he said, "Lo tikach isha mibenot haKenani." Don't get a wife from the daughters of Canaan. But listen to the way the Torah tells us how Yitzchak said it. It's unbelievable how Chafetz Chaim learns from this pasuk here. He says like this. So Yitzchak Avinu went to Yaakov. He said, "You know, do you know how the people tell their kids today, don't get don't get married to this and don't do this and don't do that. If you get married to this boy or to that girl, I'm going to cut your head off. I'm going to be not a nice son anymore. If you do this and you do that, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. That's the way people talk to their kids. How did Ishaq Avinu tell Yaakov? First, Vayikra Ishaq el Yaakov. Ishaq Avinu called Yaakov. Vayivarech oto. First, he blessed him. First, he talked to him very nicely and he blessed him and he hugged him and he said, I'm going to bless you for what you're going to get married. Vayitzaveu vayomar lo. Then he commanded him and he told him, Lo tikach isha mibenot haKenani. Then he told him, don't get married to from the daughters of Canaan. This is the way to tell somebody what to do, not to get upset. When you get upset, you are not going to accomplish anything by saying or giving over to whatever you want to give over. Yitzchak Avinu said what he said, and he was forceful, and he accomplished what he wanted to accomplish. But the way he said it was very, very important for us to understand how somebody needs to say when you want to rebuke somebody, how to rebuke and how to get somebody to listen to you. The second thing that Yitzchak Avinu did, we know that everybody, when they learn the parasha, you have a big question on Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak, the Torah tells us, but you have Yitzchak et Esav kisai befiv. Yitzchak Avinu loved Esav. Right? Why? Because he was a hunter. How could Yitzchak Avinu love Esav? Didn't Yitzchak know who Esav was? Didn't he understand who is he dealing with? The guy is a murderer. How could he love him? Right? He says, the Chafetz Chaim continues and tells us, he said, Yitzchak Avinu knew that Esav has something in him. That what is that? It said Yitzchak Avinu used to come and ask Esav used to come and ask Yitzchak Avinu, Ketzad ma'aserin et ha-melach, if I want to give a ma'aser, I want to give tenth the tithe from a melach, how do I do that? So he said, Yitzchak said, if Esav has something in it that is willing to ask questions, then I have to make it. Then it's something there. I can't just leave him out. I can't just push him away. Even though that there is a murderer and it does everything wrong. But as long as there is hope, I can't get upset at it. This is a beautiful lesson that we learn from this parasha. That when you're dealing with somebody and you have all right to get upset and to get angry, but if that person that you're dealing with, there's still a little bit there, something is there, that you could, there is a hope that person could come around, you cannot get upset. There's a story about Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector. He was a Rav of Kavna. You have to understand who Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan was. He was a Rav of the biggest city in Europe. One Shabbat, he was walking the street with his shamash, and there was somebody coming around the corner, and he was smoking. Once he saw Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, he threw the cigarette down. And when he got close to Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, he went to him and said Shabbat Shalom and shook his hand. His shamash said, "Why you went talk to him? This man is smoking on Shabbat. How could you even say Shabbat Shalom to him?" So Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan says, if this man had a busha, I was embarrassed that he shouldn't smoke in front of me, that means that there's something in him. I can't just push him away. If he didn't care, he would come in front of me and smoke in front of me. The fact that he put his cigarette out before he walked in front of me, that means that there is something there. And I cannot get upset at him. That's the lesson that we need to understand when we're dealing with it. A lot of times when people get upset, they get upset for one reason, because they want to get their point across. They want to make sure that the other side understands what they're saying, where they're coming from and what they're trying to accomplish. The Gemara and the Chazal tell us, how could you get your point across? Adarabah, totally opposite of Kaas. If you become angry and get upset, for sure nobody's going to listen to what you have to say. There's a story about Rabbi Yehuda Sadka. Rabbi Yehuda Sadka was the Rosh Hashiva of Parat Yosef in Yerushalayim. He said, there was once on Erev Shabbat Chanukah, he lit his candle and he was walking to shul. The kids outside, they were playing ball. One of the kids shoot his ball and broke his menorah. Everything that he lit, it broke it and threw it away, and everything fell apart. When Rabbi Yehuda Sadka came home, he saw the menorah and the oil, everything was all over. Didn't get upset, went inside, made a kiddush, started eating the seuda. In the middle of the seuda, the father of this boy brought his son that he should apologize to Rabbi Yehuda Sadka. When he came home, Rabbi Yehuda Sadka sat down with him and shook his hand and took his cheek and gave him a candy and sat there with sang nigun with him. This boy originally thought when he comes in, Rabbi Yehuda Sadka is going to get so upset at him. But when he saw how Rabbi Yehuda Sadka dealt with him, this boy became a big Talmid Chacham later. Only because how Rabbi Yehuda Sadka dealt with this boy, not didn't get upset, and he dealt with him the way you have to, that it was the most accomplished way to deal with somebody that did something wrong to you. There was also the interesting message that Rav Moshe Feinstein also the same thing. Rav Moshe was he had a minhag to say Tehillim every day. There was a boy, didn't know Rav Moshe Feinstein was, came to the yeshiva, and he went to Rav Moshe Feinstein and prayed with his Tehillim. He was saying Tehillim, went made it like this, and then it made it like this, and Rav Moshe didn't say anything. The students came, said let us get the kid out. He said, leave him alone. He said, I'm playing with him, I have a good time with this boy. And he sat there and he played with his Tehillim, and Rav Moshe said the Tehillim, and never got upset, nothing happened. In the end, this boy, he was trying Rav Moshe to see how he could get Rav Moshe upset. Never got upset. And again, the same thing they said, this boy grew up to be Adam Chashuv only because of the reaction of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Okay. Now, what should we do not to get angry? What are the ways that a person should try not to get angry? The Pirkei Avot tells us, Al te'i noach lichos. Don't get angry very easily. But the Mefarshim ask, you should have said, Al tikas. Don't get upset. What does that mean? Al tehi noach lichos. The Mefarshim answered that the Pirkei Avot is telling us, don't even get close to a situation that you could get upset. Don't put yourself in a situation that you could become upset. That's the number one rule of not getting angry. If you know a certain place, a certain situation, certain people that you are going to deal with, they're going to make you upset, don't go there. Don't deal with them. Stay away from there. That's number one rule. We know the famous story of Hillel. Hillel knows, everybody knows the story, that people try so hard to make Hillel upset. And every time that they tried to make him upset, they couldn't do it. The question is that why Hillel didn't get upset? If you know the story is that they came and he wanted to take a shower, they knocked at the door, they said, we have a question. Then the second time, they came around, and it was also Erev Shabbat. He said, what is Hillel? They want to ask him a question. They tried so many different ways. They bet 400 zoos that you are going. Somebody said, I'm going to show you that I'm going to make Hillel upset. I'm going to make him angry. The other person said, no, he's not going to get angry. They bet 400 zoos. 400 zoos, a lot of money. And they went into his house. They knocked at the door. They came Erev Shabbat. They came right before Shabbat. They came at the time wanted to go to mikveh. They came at the time wanted to take a shower. They let them get upset. But the question is, why not? How could Hillel not get upset? What was his secret not to get upset? The Rav Ben Ish Chai says that the reason Hillel didn't get upset because he said to himself, the fact that these people are coming to my door and knocking at my door, they are the shaliach of Hashem. Hashem sent them to see if I'm going to get upset or not. Then I'm going to fight it. I'm going to show that then I'm not going to get upset. I'm not going to get angry. If you tell yourself that the fact that they are coming to you, they are shaliach of Hashem and they're coming to try you out, then no, you're going to do whatever you can not to get upset. There's a story about Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim, you know that he married his first wife, passed away, married the second time. When Chafetz Chaim married the second time, he was an old man already. Every year Chafetz Chaim used to put the sukkah up by himself. One year his wife comes up to him, his second wife comes up to him and says, you know, the place that you build the sukkah is not a proper place. It was this side of the courtyard. So could you please take it to the other side of the courtyard? Chafetz Chaim picks it up. Old man, talking about 80, 90 years old, picks everything up and he takes it to the other side of the yard and puts it up. Then she comes and looks at the sukkah again, says, I made a mistake, I don't think it's a good place, would you please take it back, put it the third place. And the Chafetz Chaim goes up and picks it up and it goes all the way other side again, and it stands, you know, without a word, not a word. And then his wife looks at it and said, beautiful now. Now, what? How would we would react to this? Let's put ourselves in the Chafetz Chaim. How would we would react? I don't even have to go there. Everybody knows how everybody would react to this. If somebody comes 80 years old, right? That to take this year, Chafetz Chaim could have said, listen, I put the sukkah here for 60 years. Why are you telling me to move it? Now that I moved it, why are you telling me to take it back? Not a word. That's the rule of sablanut, patience. How much patience could work, and how the middah of ka'as could have so much effect on a person. And to deal with it is how satisfying is it. So I want to tell you something. Rabbi Berol Wine told me, he said, if everybody thinks that Chafetz Chaim never got angry, you are wrong. So Chafetz Chaim wasn't born like this. He said Chafetz Chaim used to get upset all the time. So what he did was like this. Every time he got upset, he went, he faced the wall, and he stood there and he talked to himself. He said, Israel Meir, we cannot get upset. His name was Israel Meir. He was talking to himself. Israel Meir, you cannot get angry, and was talking to himself, until he overcame himself not to get upset. That's they weren't born like this. They worked on themselves for so many times, years, in order to become sablan, to have patience. There is a story about Rav Michel Mizeldachov. he had a tefillin that he had the Yerusha from his great grandfather. It was a very chashuba tefillin, and this tefillin was so important and so chashuv that people wanted to pay so much money to buy this tefillin from him. They had a big problem in Parnassah. They didn't have money, and his wife always said to him, "If let's sell this tefillin, buy a cheaper tefillin, and let's live with the money, you know, have a proper Parnassah." He didn't say, "No, I don't want to sell this tefillin." One year for Sukkot, he didn't have etrog. And you know, he said, "I want to buy a proper etrog, I want to buy a good etrog." He goes and sells the tefillin and he buys the etrog. He comes home, his wife sees the etrog. It's such a mehuda, big etrog, such an unbelievable etrog. He said, "How did you, where did you get the money to buy a etrog like this?" He says, "I sold the tefillin." His wife gets so upset, he picks the etrog and throws it to the wall and make it pasul. And the piton fails and becomes pasul. So now, he has no tefillin, he has no etrog. He sold the tefillin, sold the etrog. And he stands there and he says to himself, "If I don't have etrog and I don't have tefillin, now I'm going to get upset now, what do I gain?" He doesn't get upset. That night, his father comes to his dream and he says, "The tefillin and the etrog is a tremendous mitzvah, but the fact that he didn't get upset was a bigger mitzvah than having the tefillin and having the etrog. That was a bigger mitzvah more than any of those mitzvot that you had." This is the midah of sablanut, that tells how much you have to work on ourselves not to get upset. Now I want to give you a few ideas. What can a person do not to get upset? One of the things are that the person can do is that always when you want to get upset, you have to say that the reason that this situation comes to me and it makes me upset or makes me angry is because Hashem wants to give me surin, and surin mit kaperin. The surin, the suffering is there is a purpose to it, and if I go through this surin, Hashem is going to forgive my sins and it's good for me. That's one way you could look at it. See, people that they have is everybody has to get isurin somewhere and somehow. Either it's going to be in a big way or it's going to be a small way. It's better to be in a small way and you have discuss and deal with this anger in the proper way, and then you have Hashem is going to forgive the avonot. Another reason that people get upset is because they are isolated too long by themselves. They are not involved with people. When somebody is isolated by themselves, they don't talk to people and they don't deal with people, they are not socializing with people, they get upset. That causes anger. That causes that they don't know how to deal with somebody. Says something to them, they don't know how to deal with them, because they know everybody listens to them. Everything, they talk to themselves, they agree with themselves, the world agrees with them, the car agrees with them, they don't talk to anybody else. Everybody always agrees with them. That's why everybody has dogs, because dogs always agrees with them. That's one of the reasons that people have dogs, because the dog never answers back. They are isolated. That's why the chaos in this society is so much. Number three, when people eat breakfast in the morning, that takes away the chaos. The Gemara tells us that. The Gemara says, "Pat shachrit," when people have in the morning, they have a proper breakfast, right? Mosi et hakin'ah. The Rashi explains there, Kesh'en libo tov alav, u noach lichos. The Rashi in Masechet Baba Metzia. Gemara says that if you don't have, you are not satisfied, you are not filled up, and you are not well eaten, then it's very easy for you to get upset. Number four, when people don't get proper sleeping, don't sleep enough, that also causes people to get upset. Now the Rambam tells us that a person should get between 6 to 8 hours a day sleep. I don't care if you go to college or you work, whatever you do, only if you need less. The Gaon Mevin has slept 3 hours a day only. David HaMelech slept half an hour. That we are not in that madriga. A normal person needs 6 to 8 hours sleep in order to properly they could function. Another thing that the person can do to get away from anger is exercise. When a person does proper exercising, that also causes the person not to get upset. Anger comes from people that they are not moving, they are sitting in one place, and they are not out there to do a proper exercise. And the last thing is that most of the sicknesses that people have is because of chaos, because of anger. The Gemara goes on and tells us unbelievable things, that people that get upset, they could lose, they could harm their eyesight, right? That's the Chazal tell us that people get older because of chaos, and a lot of other sicknesses that comes because of the chaos. We know that today they say that people have high cholesterol, high blood pressure is because of anger and the pressure. All that causes because of not being patient, and they want everything done today, and if anything is not done today, they get upset or start screaming at and other people. Now there is another thing that the person could mentally think that it could help not to get upset. One of the things are that the Gemara tells us, "Bimidasha Adam Modet Ba Modedin Lo." If you get upset with somebody, you're gonna get it back. It's not just you get upset that you could get away with it. Whoever you're gonna get upset with, get upset your wife or husband or kids, whatever it is, you're gonna get it back. Somebody else is gonna do the same thing to you. The same thing you did to somebody is going to do it to you. Number two, the Gemara tells us that a person gets upset, that's the cause of not having a parnasa. The parnasa of a person, the livelihood of a person is hurt by getting upset. And number three, that one could think and might help them not to get upset is called ahavat neurim, right? That a person should always say to his wife or his kala or whatever, or the husband, that when you were dating or you were engaged or you were just newlywed, we never got upset. How come getting upset now? You have to go back to the original, remind yourself, why didn't you get upset then? And if you think that way, you're never going to get upset, because you always have to look at your husband or your wife the same way that they were when you were dating them originally. So a lot of times when husbands get upset with their wives, or wives get upset with their husbands, is because they don't understand them well. You come home, your wife starts screaming, and you don't know what's going on, and the husband starts screaming back. Instead of doing that, if they sit down and think, why is she upset? Maybe the kids had a hard time today. Or maybe she at her job today didn't have a good time, or something happened in her job. Instead of screaming back, if you just hold it back, find out what happened that she's upset, and think about why she's upset, then things are going to be very, very different. That's really number one. One of the main reasons that people get upset is because they don't understand the other side of the story, right? If they would understand the other side of the story, it would be a totally different ballgame. Unbelievable that Donat Kul Adam Bekav Zechut, that the reason the other person is getting upset, maybe they have, you know, something happened to them. Maybe there's a situation they like, or maybe there is something going on with them. I tell you, Maisa, few years ago, we were supposed to give Ashkacha to a place, and we went to this person and we looked at the place and we said, okay, now bring your stuff and bring it to the mikveh and we were going to give Ashkacha tomorrow. The man brings stuff, but he, you know, he wasn't honest. He took his old stuff and mixed it up with the new stuff and brought it in. And there was, he wanted to use the non-core, didn't want to buy new things, new utensils. He brought the old utensils and new utensils, mixed it up. We thought that you are not going to catch him, but it is a mix. We looked at it, we started saying, you are not honest, we cannot give you Ashkacha. When I say, it's over. He called me up next day, started screaming. Said, do you, because of your loss, my business, my store is going to close up, I'm not going to be able to sell anything. And I said nothing, just listen. And he called me, I have it for everything. 52 times that day he called me. Just called and started screaming. And I said, listen, hang up. And one time he said, I'm going to come here, I'm going to break the mikveh, and I'm going to destroy the shul, I'm going to burn the shul down. And he said everything. I just sat there and listened. Anyway, nothing happened. About two months later, he called me up. He said, I need to divorce my wife. Would you please give me a get? I said, okay. He came back. I said, you were supposed to break the mikveh. What happened? They said, I was upset at the situation, my wife. Anyway, the bottom line was, he wasn't really, didn't want to build, destroy the mikveh. He didn't want to build, destroy. He had a problem somewhere else. He got upset. And said, if I would get upset with him and start screaming at him, I'm going to sue you and I'm going to call up police on you, he would go worse. Nothing would be accomplished by that. You have to understand why this guy is screaming. Where is it coming from? Why is he bothered so much with this? Why is he doing what he's doing? If we are just have to be patient. If both sides are angry and both sides are screaming at each other, nobody is accomplishing anything by it. And this is the number one rule that we need to understand when we are dealing with our spouses and our kids at home. When we get upset at them, we have to pay attention that by us screaming at them, I'm not getting anywhere. If your husband or your wife are screaming and you answer back, you are not going to accomplish anything. Just stay there, be calm, talk to yourself. And as I said in the beginning, get upset inside, don't take it out. Stand there and be upset with yourself inside and just hold on. As you tell yourself, 2 more minutes, 1 more minute, 3 more minutes, 5 more minutes, and tell yourself that, eventually it's going to get over and you're going to feel much better. They didn't get upset. You look at it, that how brave you are by not getting upset, by not responding. See, I always say the word you always could say whenever you want, but once you say the words, you never could take it back. You are in control of your words. You always could say whenever you want, but as long as you didn't say it, you are in control. But once you said it, you are not in control anymore. You lost it already. very difficult to take words back when you say something when you are angry. Very hard to take it back and to replace it with something else. You have to deal with a lot of emotions, you have to deal with a lot of feelings, you have to deal with a lot of personalities, and it's very, very difficult. And this is what we need to understand, that how important it is for us not to get upset and not to get not to have a middah of ka'as. Is one of the middot that takes a lot of work. Want to tell the last word of the discipler said a beautiful word. He said that one of the makot plagues that Hashem brought to Mitzrayim was Sephardeya. The Sephardeya, the Torah tells us that Rashi brings from the Shem Midrash that there was only one Sephardeya. They used to beat him and used to get more and more and more. Now the discipler asked, if you have only in Mitzrayim, you have only one Sephardeya, right? The first person comes and he takes a stick and starts beating him. He sees that it's getting more. Why do you beat him again? You see that once the Sephardeya is becoming five, then you beat him becomes ten, then you beat him becomes 20, then you beat him becomes 30. Why do you beat him the third time? So he says, because when you are angry, you don't see your next step. These people that saw Sephardeya, they didn't know what to do with themselves. They start beating. This is becoming more and more. But they don't care. They are upset. They are angry. When you are angry, you have no control of your actions. You have no control of your emotions. And you destroy yourself. Because of their own anger, the old Mitzrayim, the old Egypt, was filled with Sephardim. But the original was only one. And this is what a person could do to themselves to bring ourselves down because of our own actions.